Hello and welcome back to HCP Live Podcast. I'm Alice Hilmbrand, and today's topic is when platelet increment doesn't matter. Here with us is Dr. Ruchika Joel, Professor and Associate Vice Chair of Research at SIU School of Medicine.
From a clinician's perspective, what do you see as the most important practical takeaway from this study?
So this study, which is a large multi-center assessment of platelet transfusion practices among children and neonates, acquiring data from nearly 250,000 patient encounters and assessing more than 40,000 platelet transfusions spanning 4 years' data. First, we reported that platelet transfusions were seen in about 3.6% of all neonatal and pediatric encounters. And on an average, patients were receiving 2 platelet transfusions per admission or per encounter, as we call it in the study. And we see significant variability and based on age about how the transfusions are received. But one key factor that we analyzed was the pre-transfusion platelet counts and then the platelet increment. So how much did the platelet count increase post-transfusion? So to do that, we first wanted to exclude patients who had evidence of bleeding. And looking at that, one of the main findings we found was that more than 2/3 of the transfusions were being performed at high pre-transfusion platelet counts in neonates, which is greater than 25K. And the average mean pre-transfusion platelet count was 34,000. And in the older children, so that is greater than 4 weeks age, which we are calling as the non-neonates or older children, almost 80% of the transfusions were being performed at pre-transfusion platelet counts greater than 10. And the median pre-transfusion platelet count was 22K. So one thing that we have noticed is that platelet transfusions are being given at higher count than many evidence-based lower bound prophylactic thresholds. And also, because we noticed that these post-transfusion platelet count increments, whether they were low or high, they were not associated with clinical outcomes for which we assessed mortality and hospital length of stay. So the main things from a clinical perspective it tells us is that, you know, we need to assess our adherence to the platelet transfusion guidelines. And also the marker, which is post-transfusion platelet increment, it may be an imperfect surrogate for looking at patient-centered outcomes. For example, if you're giving platelets as prophylactic to prevent bleeding or therapeutic to treat bleeding. So what the study is pointing from a clinician's lens is to judging your effectiveness by the clinical context and the overall bleeding risk and not just by the platelet count increment or the bump alone.
Many platelet transfusions occurred at relatively high pre-transfusion platelet counts, even after excluding patients with bleeding. How should clinicians interpret that finding in the context of current pediatric transfusion practice?
So I want to suggest that these findings need to be interpreted as a signal of practice heterogeneity and perhaps a risk-aversive practice. I don't want to necessarily suggest that this is like wrong clinical practice. We have made our best attempt to exclude bleeding in these patients. But there may be, you know, other clinical scenarios which may be pushing the clinicians towards wanting a higher trigger. But there may not often be strong pediatric trial evidence for those specific scenarios. So seeing the high, transfusion, the observation that platelet counts are occurring at relatively high pre-transfusion platelet counts is something that is first, you know, a marker for heterogeneity, but it also can be a quality improvement flag. You know, it's perhaps worth auditing why locally at your regional center, are there order sets? Are there procedure defaults? Are there service license norms? You know, are there best practices which are being followed? And do they align with the most current pediatric transfusion guidelines? There's also data from, especially neonates, where liberal prophylactic transfusion strategies have shown that they may have adverse outcomes for the neonates or the babies. So I think that's another point to focus that If we are noticing significantly high pre-transfusion platelet counts when we have made an attempt to exclude it, the bleeding patients, despite that, is this really a quality improvement and a reassessment opportunity of practices at your institution?
Several donor and platelet processing factors were associated with lower platelet count increments and higher transfusion burden, yet these differences did not translate into worse clinical outcomes. What does that tell us about how clinicians should weigh platelet count responses at the bedside?
I think this is an excellent question, and it kind of goes to a major takeaway and just from the study that, you know, we may often see smaller platelet increments, but that should not automatically turn into a need for more platelet transfusions. A lower platelet increment should not automatically be used as a marker to lead to higher need for transfusion or hence increased transfusion burden, because we are not necessarily seeing these to be related to clinical outcomes. So as a, you know, the effect of a product like a processing, whether a pathogen reduced product was used, whether a platelet additive solution was used, whether it was a longer storage solution, longer storage age, you know, thinking of it as a biology signal, and also affects, for example, the donor age, we did find that these are modestly affecting the platelet increments, but they may not necessarily be a direct marker of an adverse clinical outcome. So we want to suggest that use this as a prompt to reassess, you know, the need for a transfusion rather than just a reflexive marker to simply transfuse again if platelet increments were lower. So clinical assessment, reassessment of the bleeding risk or the active bleeding, and using the overall clinical scenario as your marker to decide the need for further transfusion is what we are indicating, not simply using the platelet transfusion increment.